Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm broadcasting live, as you know, from Louisville, Kentucky at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Convention. ACCE.org is the website. This is an organization that we're very proud to support all the time, but especially once a year at their annual conference. This year it's in Louisville. Next year it's going to be in Oklahoma City. We can't wait, Chris Mead. Chris is with us, folks. Chris is the Senior Vice President with ACCE. We can't wait till Oklahoma City comes around next year, Chris.
Me too. It's a great, you know, that we're talking about what chambers have done over the years. That chamber has done a lot, including they helped move the capital from Guthrie to Oklahoma City back in, I think it was 1910.
Well, we had Roy Williams, the president of that chamber, on yesterday on the show, and I couldn't, he even as much, you know, I know a lot about chambers, and he amazed me at some of the things that they're doing over there that I think are beyond what most other chambers I know of do.
I think everyone looks to that chamber for ideas. It's for whatever reasons, it's Roy, it's Oklahoma City, whatever it is, there's something unusual in the water over there, and it's
let me tell you something else. He reminded I asked him about the oil situation. I said a lot of people say, yeah, well, Oklahoma's got oil, so that's not really a fair example. But he said oil is only about 10% of their economy in Oklahoma City, that they've diversified. And he was talking about how much the chamber has helped that community diversify over the last 20 years, and that's what chambers do.
I love the way when a community is hungry for growth, for business, chambers can be particularly important. This reminds me, you know, we think of Los Angeles as, well, because now they've made it. But once upon a time, Los Angeles was not much more than a village. And even in 1907, the chamber had been promoting like mad for Los Angeles. Things were starting to happen. But in 1907, a guy comes into town with one of their brochures, and he starts filming movies.
A chamber brochure.
Movie for, that's right. It's the first. They said they had 350 days of sunshine per year, and this guy was thinking, he's from Chicago, that could be useful in my business. Mm-hmm. And 3 years later, they had the first really big air show in the United States, and they have dominated, or they dominated the aircraft and the movie industry for many years after that. Of course, still do dominate movies, but that's it shows how, you know, people getting together and trying to do something can transform a city and move it from a little one to a giant community.
Well, that's exactly right. That's a great story, Chris, about the history of chambers. And these are the kinds of things, these are the kinds of stories you talk about, including pictures in this new book you're working on. Have you got the title? Do you know what the title's going to be?
It's probably going to be The Magicians of Main Street.
I like that.
History of Chambers of Commerce from 1768, and probably going to take it up to the end of World War II. There's plenty that happened then, and if I'm still surviving, I might do a second volume. Depends on if it.
Oh no! You're
if people
have to
say
do volume two.
Pardon?
You're going to have to do volume two. We're not going to let you get away with that. So, what is the most interesting and maybe even shocking thing you've learned about chambers since you've been working on the history?
Oh boy, that's a tough one. Well, there was one big mistake that happened, and that was a kind of a shocker to me. That in New Orleans, it was around, I think, 1878. They decided these quarantines in the port when ships were coming in for Cuba were too expensive. So they thought, well, let's loosen these laws. We want to move commerce. They thought they'd figured out a way to stop the yellow fever epidemics. Well, they had not figured that out, and some ships went up the Mississippi and almost wiped out Memphis.
Wow.
20,000 people died. 20,000 people were killed in that epidemic. Like anyone, chambers can make mistakes, but my overall impression is that they've had overall, they've had a very positive impact. Granted, I'm prejudiced, but I think you can see in things like racial relations, economic growth, and so on, it's been more positive than negative, is my impression looking back over the years.
Well, we're gonna have you back again, and we're gonna serialize your book a little bit more as you move closer to publication, and we're looking forward to that. Hey, Chris, thanks again for hanging out with us. The best website is acce.org, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, I'll see you later today. Thanks again.
Thanks, Jim.
See you next time, Chris Mead, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day to talk more about the history of chambers. I'll be back the next hour. I'm Jim Blessingame. Got to take a quick break. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.